This is Marketplace from APM. I'm Kai Rizdahl. Share price volatility aside, and I should mention here that Apple shares closed in the red for the day, down 37 cents. But all of those up and down swings today aside, they came as Apple CEO Tim Cook was basically just confirming all the rumors. It's an iPhone 6 and an iPhone 6 Plus, both of them bigger than the current varietals. Also, an Apple Watch. But that's not all, you know. Never is with Apple. Ben Johnson, the host of Marketplace Tech, is, as it happens, in San Francisco today. Hey, Ben.
Hey, Kai.
So what are the experts there saying? I mean, you're in the white-hot center of the technology universe, man.
Well, I would say that the experts are saying, they're interested. I've been here at TechCrunch's Disrupt. I'm going to be here all week covering this conference and talking to people. I actually got into a cab this morning, and the driver was like, hey, no traffic downtown today because everybody's down in Cupertino. So as far as the trained professionals, you know, the best evidence I've had of what they think is that most of them sort of left my event this week and headed down to the Apple event in Cupertino to check out the watch.
Yeah, which I think says something. Yeah, so this watch. I mean, you got the iPhone 6 and the iPhone 6 Plus, and that's great. The whiz-bang new piece of hardware is this watch. Give me your gut.
You know, Tim Cook said while announcing this watch, the Apple Watch, as it's called, that the company is, quote, set out to make the best watch in the world.
Wow.
Well, I give it a rating of meh, Kai. Yeah. It is sleek in that Apple way. You can tap it and touch the screen to do stuff. It also has these sensors on the back that monitor your location, tells you your heart rate in real time.
Oh, good.
Yeah, good, exactly. Lets you communicate with animated emoji. It, you know, charges wirelessly.
All right.
I don't know. I feel like a lot of people are saying, you know, I'll probably get one if I'm an Apple fan, but I don't have to get one. It's not a game changer.
Game changer, it does seem to me, out of this thing was this new payment system they've got, Apple Pay. Tell me about that.
Okay, so this to me is actually more interesting. The service is called Apple Pay. The company partnered with American Express, MasterCard, Visa. It's exclusive, by the way, to the Apple Watch or the iPhone 6.
Mm-hmm.
Now, the iPhone 6 has a special chip in it. The chip encrypts information, lets you add payment cards so that you can use it at merchants. You basically show up and press the button with your finger to use that Touch ID thing, looks at your finger, and boom, you can pay for stuff. The interesting thing here to me is that Apple Pay uses this kind of tokenization technology that we've been hearing so much about.
Which is, we should say, in light of all these, you know, hacks and thefts of card data, it's a security thing.
Yes, exactly. So merchants never actually get your card information. They just get a code from your phone that can't easily be used by hackers, for instance. All this could be a really big deal because Apple has 800 million credit cards, by the way, on file. And so they have a big potential user base.
Right. Really quickly before I let you go, Ben, can you now say, I mean, the third anniversary of Steve Jobs' death is this coming month, October. Is this now Tim Cook's company and not Steve Jobs' company anymore?
I don't know. It's hard to say, Kai. I don't know that it fits the kind of vision we were used to from Jobs. What I think is interesting here is that Tim Cook is focused on the software as much or more than new iterations of hardware. And that actually, I think, reflects Cook's vision. It also reflects the fact that consumers aren't yet sold, for instance, on wearable technology. The Apple Watch might change that, but I'm not sure it'll have as much of an impact as mobile payments could, for instance. And that could be actually the real difference between Steve Jobs' Apple and Tim Cook's Apple.
Ben Johnson, he is the host of Marketplace Tech. We got him in San Francisco this week. Ben, thanks a bunch.
Thanks, Kai.